The restaurant chain Chipotle has closed 43 restaurants in the Pacific Northwest after as many as 37 people were sickened with E. coli bacteria traced to Chipotle restaurants in Washington and Oregon. The bacteria was most likely in fresh produce. Ali Velshi hosts Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. He's with us from New York. Hi, Ali.
Jeremy, good to be with you. I just a disclaimer, I eat at Chipotle a lot.
I eat at Chipotle too, but I have to say, if the bacteria likely came from produce, does it make sense for them to shut down all the restaurants in Washington and Oregon as they have done?
Look, Steve Ells, who was the founder and is now the chairman, is pretty particular about food. I don't know if you remember a few months ago, they couldn't get their pork from a supplier who could guarantee the stringent rules that they needed there. So they actually just discontinued pork for a few months until they replaced their suppliers. They take this very seriously. It's 8 restaurants that have been involved. They've shut 43 of them down, and they're cleaning and sanitizing all of them. You have to react properly to these things. Even if you don't know where it's coming from and what it's doing, better to just close up than lose customers who choose not to go there.
Why? How much can an outbreak like this hurt a restaurant like Chipotle, which has gotten so big?
Well, the response has been pretty reasonable, actually. The stock yesterday was down 2.5%. Now, when you take these 43 stores that are closed, that's actually 2% of their store footprint. So it has not been an extreme reaction. I mean, in these days, something goes wrong at a company and you can see a stock drop 10 or 15%. These stores make, on average, about $2.5 million a year. So there's real money here, but it's not real money compared to lawsuits and the loss of customers who think that you're not handling their food safety properly.
And now they're using this new technology to try to trace these outbreaks. I know that was one of the first things Chipotle did when it found out about this, is they're trying to figure out exactly what the problem was.
Yeah, there's a company out of Durham, North Carolina that has a traceability software. And what they basically say is that they can determine if you know what you're looking for. If you know that the problem is in cilantro, they can trace from the farm to the distribution center to the store where it came from. So the issue right now is they think it's in produce. They've been able to determine that the strain of E. coli probably came in produce. Maybe by today they'll be able to determine whether it was tomato or lettuce or cilantro or onions or spices. And once they've got that, they should be able to trace back to the farm where the E. coli set in. So this is a big help, and it's one of the advantages of a big company that has big revenues like Chipotle, that they can employ this sort of software.
But I guess on the downside of being a big company, is there any way to really prevent something like this from happening to ensure the safety of all the products that you make?
Well, there's two ways of looking at this. In the bigger E. coli breakouts that have affected multiple states and distributed food from grocery stores, it always comes down to the fact that inspections are not rigorous enough. And that's because the FDA doesn't have, you know, the staff to conduct those inspections. And E. coli is something that typically happens when things are not handled properly. It does come from feces, human or animal. So, yes, it can be stopped. But the advantage of big companies is that they can implement the types of rigor and process necessary to do that. The damage to a company's reputation for this sort of thing can be very large. It's not going to be for Chipotle, but it was, as you recall, for Jack in the Box.
Right.
When you say Jack in the Box, people still remember.
That was, you know, in 1993 there was an E. coli outbreak there.
That really carries. At this point, doing it properly means that Chipotle and its distributors will have new processes in place and you should be safer.
Ali Velshi, host of Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Jeremy.